and sisters in Christ, through the sacrament of baptism, we are initiated into Christ's holy church. We are incorporated into God's mighty acts of salvation and given new birth through water and the Spirit, all that is God's gift, offered to us without price. And through confirmation, we renew the covenant declared at our baptism, acknowledge what God is doing for us, and affirm our commitment to Christ's holy church. We are blessed to confirm 6 candidates. Those coming forth for confirmation, please come forward along with your family member and mentors. So this time, only confirmants come forward. Face to me. Okay. So please, congregation, pray for them as they confess their faith. Confirmants, on behalf of the whole church, I ask you, do you renounce the spiritual forces of wickedness, reject the evil powers of this world, and repent of your sin?
I do.
Do you accept the freedom and power God gives you to resist evil, injustice, and oppression in whatever forms they present themselves?
I do.
Do you confess Jesus Christ as your Savior, put your whole trust in His grace, and promise to serve Him as your Lord, in union with the church which Christ has opened to people of all ages, nations, and races?
I do.
According to the grace given to you, will you remain faithful members of Christ's holy church and serve as Christ's representatives in the world?
I will.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Would you mentors come forward and stand behind your children? Will you, as mentors, support these candidates and encourage them in their Christian life?
I will.
I ask to the congregation, do you, as Christ's body, the church, reaffirm both your rejection of sin and your commitment to Christ?
We do.
Will you nurture one another in the Christian faith and life, and include these persons now before you in your care?
With God's help, we will proclaim the good news and live according to the example of Christ. We will surround these persons with a community of love and forgiveness, that they may grow in their trust of God and be found faithful in their service to others. We will pray for them that they may be true disciples who walk in the way that leads to life.
Thank you. To the confirmants and the congregation, let us join together in professing the Christian faith as contained in the scriptures of the Old and New Testaments. Do you believe in God the Father?
I believe in God the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ?
I believe in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again.
He ascended into heaven, is seated at the right hand of the Father, and will come again to judge
the living and the dead.
Do you believe in the Holy Spirit?
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
Amen. Good job. Turn around the face to the congregation. Okay. Would you encourage them with the big hands and their... You may go to your seat. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Eternal Father, when nothing existed but chaos, you swept across the dark waters and brought forth light. In the days of Noah, you saved those on the ark through water. After the flood, you set in the clouds a rainbow. When you saw your people as slaves in Egypt, you led them to freedom through the sea. Their children you brought through the Jordan to the land which you promised.
Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Tell of God's mercy each day.
In the fullness of time, you sent Jesus, nurtured in the water of a womb. He was baptized by John and anointed by your Spirit. He called his disciples to share in the baptism of his death and resurrection and to make disciples of all nations. Pour out your Holy Spirit to bless this gift of water and those who receive it, to wash away their sin and clothe them in righteousness throughout their lives, that dying and being raised with Christ, they may share in his final victory. All praise to you. Amen. Turn the page. It's a long one. Acts of confirmation or reaffirmation of faith are not acts of re-baptism. Baptism is just a one-time sacrament. Here, water may be used by our confirmants. Now, to all who are being confirmed and to all those who have been baptized in the congregation, remember your baptism and be thankful. Confirmants, when I call your name, please come forward and kneel down. Parents and mentors, please stand behind your student. While I pray laying on hands upon confirmants, you may also put your hands on their shoulders and pray. Ella, please pray for each confirmant when I am laying on hands over them. They can use water, make a cross, as a symbol of your remembering your infant baptism. Ella, the Holy Spirit work within you that having been born through water and the Spirit, you may live as a faithful disciple of Jesus Christ. Amen. Cooper. Cooper, the Holy Spirit work within you that having been born through water and the Spirit, you may live as a faithful disciple of Jesus Christ. Amen. Good job. Wonderful. Turner. Turner, the Holy Spirit work within you that having been born through water and the Spirit, you may live as a faithful disciple of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Good job, wonderful.
Taylor.
Wonderful.
Taylor, the Holy Spirit work within you that having been born through water and the Spirit, you may live as a faithful disciple of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Wonderful job.
Braden. Braden, the Holy Spirit work within you that having been born through water and the Spirit, you may live as a faithful disciple of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Good job.
Callan. Callan, the Holy Spirit work within you that having been born through water and the Spirit, you may live as a faithful disciple of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Wonderful job.
All compliments, would you forward? They are going to be our official church member from this day on. As members of Christ's Universal Church, will you be loyal to the United Methodist Church and do all in your power to strengthen its ministries?
I will.
As members of this congregation, will you faithfully participate in its ministries by your prayers, your presence, your gifts, your service, and your witness?
I will.
Wonderful. I ask to the congregation, members, would you turn around and see them? Members of the house of God, I commend these persons to your love and care, do all in your power to increase their faith, confirm their hope, and perfect them in love.
Yeah.
presence, our gifts, our service, and our witness, that in everything God may be glorified through Jesus Christ, the God of all grace, who has called us to eternal glory in Christ, established you and strengthened you by the power of the Holy Spirit, that you may live in grace and peace. Amen. So welcome again, our confirmants. It's time for mentors to hand out the confirmation candle to your students. Mentors has a gift for the confirmants. This is called the confirmant candle. Present the candles now and give them a big hug and tell them how proud you are for them. Confirmants, are you going to keep those candles throughout your life? Okay. And hand it out to your children? Okay. So mentors, go to your seat. Now, we have the congregation prepare the gifts. This is a wonderful study Bible. So our church council chair and lay leader and teachers are going to present this gift to each one of confirmants.
We are going to present these Bibles to you. We hope that you will, I don't know why it's echoing. We hope that you will always carry these Bibles with you, open them often, ask questions, read, ask more questions, but always continue to learn about Christ and his plan for your life.
So find the gift and present to them. You find. Look at this wonderful study Bible and their name on it. Wow. Taylor.
Thank you.
Oh, you are such a joy. Let us all rise, do the confirmation litany with our youth confirmants together. Youth start. We stand behind you as the awesome gifts of God that you are. God has created you in Christ Jesus for good works. We will walk with you into your new life in Christ.
We know that apart from God, we can do nothing. God is with those who are part of our lives. We know that God knows more about us than we know ourselves.
We know that apart from God, we can do nothing. We promise to do all we can to help you keep God as the most important part of your life.
Jesus is our advocate to our Father. He is the one that gives us new life. He is the true vine. He is the Lord. He gives you all the names Christ who strengthens us.
Jesus is the Lord. We will constantly remind you, as well as ourselves, that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. We promise to be an example of service to all of God's people and help you see the awesome value of each person.
Our dedication is the blood of our blood. We promise to honor God by giving our best to excel in this part of our journey.
We will be right there running with you, helping you to excel in your education. Amen. Wow. Good job. Compliments go to your seat. And thank you. You may sit it. Congregation, you so far you are doing so well. Congratulations. You are now conformed and have become a professing member of our church and the United Methodist Church as well. Wonderful, wonderful. Although confirmation is not a sacrament in the United Methodist Church, it is an important marker along our spiritual journeys. According to This Is Your Baptismal Liturgy, confirmation includes three aspects. First, listen well, confirmants. It is for you. God confirms the divine promise to those who were too young to grasp what God was doing in their baptism. You didn't know you were even baptized, but now you confessed your own faith in front of many witnesses today. Second, they respond by professing their own acceptance of the grace they have received and their own faith in Christ. Amen. Yeah, confirmants said amen. Third is that the church, as represented by this congregation, conforms the commitments they make. Amen, congregation. It has been a joy to be with our confirmants for the last 3 months as a teacher and pastor. The best part was getting to know you, laughing together, and listening to you. The most fun part is watching boys and girls compete to have the right answers. Boys won, they say, we will see. It was fun to see all confirmants' yours reaction whenever you got the right answer, especially Cooper's. Yay! Yay! It was when I taught Romans chapter 3, verse 23, that all have sinned. Every one of human beings except Jesus Christ is sinner. Right? I asked them, do you agree that you all are sinners? They answered, Yes. I asked, do you, I asked, is the pastor a sinner? They eagerly say, yes. How about your parents? No, they still say no. No, never, no, never. I say, why not? They are also sinners according to the Bible. They still insisted that my parents are not sinners. Wow. Although I had to re-emphasize that it is a fact that the Bible proclaims that everyone is sinner, including their parents. It was so precious to see their absolute trust in their parents. Wonderful families, wonderful children. Therefore, I challenge the parents that you continuously be a good example of faith to your children until the end. Can you do that, parents? The word conform originated from a Latin word, conformare, which has two parts. Con means together, and formare means to strengthen. Therefore, to conform means to strengthen together. So, in the context of the church, to conform means to strengthen together someone's, typically youth, faith and practice. There are two essential tools to strengthen our faith that our Lord Jesus uses. One is God's own word, Bible. Yeah, you got your Bible now. The other is God's own spirit, the Holy Spirit. So this morning we gave each confirmant a Wesley Study Bible with their name engraved on it so that they may be in God's word every day. I pray that our confirmants read, study, memorize the Bible for their spiritual strengthening. And God also provides us with the Holy Spirit as our constant companion. He comforts us in times of sorrow. In times of confusion, he guides us with his right directions. Holy Spirit even intercedes for us even when we don't know what to pray for ourselves. Therefore, dear confirmants, today you are taking your first step in your heaven-bound journey. Your final destination is heaven. Your family, friends, church, and God are journeying with you. Don't forget, you do need to have the right tools. The Bible is the map to heaven, and the Holy Spirit is your guidance. May God help all of you complete this journey and stand blameless in his presence on the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God's people say, Amen. Now, would you rise? Confirmants, come to the podium. We will sing the final hymn, I'm Gonna Live So God Can Use Me. Sorry, I have one more. This is the certificate of confirmation. So we prepared each one of our confirmants this certificate from Centenary Church, signed by Reverend Dr. Michelle Kim. Okay, so I will hand it out to you before you leave today. Okay, let's sing. You go nowhere by accident. Wherever you go, God is sending you. Wherever you are, God has put you there. God has a purpose in your being right where you are. Christ, who indwells you by the power of his Spirit, wants to do something in and through you. Believe this and go in peace, grace, his love, and his power. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. God's people say, Amen. Worship is over.